It's such an honor to get to be with you. Thank you for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. And I have a really encouraging verse for you. It's 1 John 4, verse 4. And it says, greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. And I believe that many of you watching right now, man, you've got all kinds of pressure coming on you from the outside. Pressure for your finances, pressure for some foreclosures even. You have some financial pressures that are just seemingly overwhelming. You just can't seem to get your head above water. God wants to encourage you that there's change on the inside and that God will strengthen you on the inside to be not only equal to the pressure on the outside, but actually greater. That the strength on the inside will be greater than the pressure on the outside. So I encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website, and God wants to encourage you and strengthen you. We want to pray with you to see you walk in the reality of that, not just that it's theoretical, but seriously, you have that strength on the inside that greater than anything on the pressure from the outside, and God helps you to walk in that reality. And Mom, we have so many testimonies, right?
And testimonies of healing. This girl who had had arthritis for several years, couldn't move around. And one day, God gave her a word for our television program, and she got up off her divan and walked, and has walked ever since, and that was 2 years ago. Now, we like you to call in for prayer, because that's important. We have a wonderful prayer team, and we know God answers prayer. But also, all you wonderful partners, you're the best. And we want to thank you again and again and again and ask that God would bless and prosper you. But, you know, He prospers us in our spirit, soul, and body. So what you're going to be receiving today will be, I think, more physical prosperity. But remember, the body affects the mind and the spirit. Be there.
Hi, I'm Isabel, and I am so excited to get to lead Marilyn and Sarah Ministries' first Power and Love Ministry Tour.
We are going to Brazil in September of 2025. God is moving significantly in Brazil, and when you come on this trip with me, you're going to experience God move in your life as well. Spots are going to go quick. Go to marilynandsarah.org for more details on how to sign up.
So make sure you get more information and join me in Brazil in September.
Most important thing you can do in your life is have a personal, deep connection, relationship with Jesus. You know, many of us, we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts in the past. Maybe you kind of need to make a reboot, a start over. Some of you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life. And this is the most important decision that you can make in your life. Please get on the phone. Give us the privilege and opportunity to pray with you for Jesus to come into your life. When we think about living in total health, part of the idea of total health includes time. Time. Because time, man, I don't know about you, but I'm always thinking, how do I squeeze more into the time that I have? And time sometimes becomes in and of itself like a weight, a burden. But let me encourage you with this verse. In Isaiah 40, 31, it says, they that wait upon the Lord, a little bit of a double meaning there. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They mount up with wings like eagles, run and not get tired, walk and not become weary. If you want the key to energy, you want the key to the supernatural power and endurance, it comes from waiting on the Lord. And Mom, you talk about weight, you know, we talk about the weights that so easily beset, you know, and lifting right. heavy weights and all
right,
that, but I don't
right.
think we always think of weight in terms of time, you know, waiting, because sometimes waiting, that's bad too. But talk to us about winning over the weights of life.
Well, I'd like to talk about just winning over your body weight, because I think this is extremely important. And don't turn me off now because you say, I don't want to hear about this, because your physical weight has a lot to do with your, how long you're going to live and how well you're going to live in that lifespan. So a doctor told me this, he said, when a man is over 50, every 10 pounds he is overweight is 1 year off his life. So does God want us to have a long, satisfying life? Yes. But physical weight is a very serious thing, especially in our nation, because of eating patterns, fast food, all of that, which really puts on weight. So I'm just going to speak with you just about some simple things about weight. How much do you weigh? Check yourself out and see how much do you weigh. Now, I found in my younger years, and Sarah would tell you in your 20s, you can eat anything and you're okay. But then mid-30s, I noticed I could put on weight a little more easily. And then when I hit mid-40s, it could be pretty serious. Now, I didn't want to be fat, you know, but I had to make some decisions about how I was going to eat and what I was going to select. So the first thing I would say to you, check your weight. Are you beginning to gain weight? Are you overweight? And is it possible to lose that weight? So I'm going to give you something else. You're checking your weight. But the second thing, you know, you have to look at what your eating style is. So I loved Hershey bars with almonds. So I rewarded myself when I went to the grocery store, and I didn't tell my husband or my family, but I would get 7 Hershey bars with almonds and put them in a drawer where I knew my husband wouldn't look. And then I would reward myself with 1 Hershey bar every day. And, you know, I didn't want my family to know because then they would want it. So how did I break the habit? So you have to break some habits. So I'm going to tell you, easy way to break a habit. What I did is I found out, I read something that it takes 21 days to make a habit and 21 days to break a habit. So I put it on a little piece of paper for myself. Nobody knew I was doing this. And I put down the first day I didn't have a Hershey with almonds. And the second day, the third day is a little more challenging, but I didn't. And by the 21st day, I'm not lying to you, I really didn't want a Hershey bar. It was okay, I could accept it, but I didn't really, I gotta have a Hershey bar. The habit was broken. Now, I've carried that into other things for sweets. So, you know, we take big team trips. And of course, they have really nice meals because we stay in nice hotels. And before I go down, and when I'm with people, I eat more, do you? It's just easy because you're friendly and they're eating everything and there's all kinds of ice cream. So I make a decision beforehand of what I'm going to eat. I'm not going down and eating bread and I'm not eating sweets, but I will eat the salads. Usually they have 3 or 4. I will eat the vegetables. I will look for the fish and maybe I'll have a little piece of meat. But I've already made the decision before I get there, no matter who I sit with, you know, and they're eating every kind of ice cream there is, I already made a decision. So making those decisions early before you face it. Now, Thanksgiving and Christmas, I don't worry about it. I just think, nope, I'm going to eat everything I want to eat. I'm going to eat everything in sight. But see, those timings, you can get away with it and not gain weight. But the older you get, your metabolism isn't so cool. So I have to think what I'm going to eat, but I also have to think how I'm going to exercise with what I eat. Now, I'm 86 years old, and I am not overweight. I'm not overweight, but I could be. I could be real easily because I like everything you like. You know, we like fattening foods. I was raised in the South. You know, we fried chicken. We had gravy that was out of this world, mashed potatoes, homemade biscuit. My mother could make rolls like nobody. Nobody could make pie crust like my mother. But, you know, I knew as I was getting older, you better make some decisions here or you're going to have this extra weight, which can really take away from your body. Now, you know, God loves us and he gives us a body and he gives us a purpose and a plan. If you don't believe it, read Psalm 139. Honey, you're not an accident. You're a divine appointment. So if I do not take care of this body and God has something for me to do and I die early, I've cheated God. And I saw this happen with a well-known evangelist many years ago, and you don't know who it is, so don't try to guess. But I saw a well-known evangelist move beautifully in healing and miracles. A lot of people saved in his meetings, but he got very overweight. And so a man went to him and talked to him and said, you know, you're getting way too heavy, because he would stay up late at night and eat big meals after the meetings. And this man told him, you know, you have a wonderful ministry, but you need to watch what you eat and when you eat it. And the man just got real angry and wouldn't listen to him. And he died in his early 60s. Now, I believe God had a much longer time. I don't want to cheat God. When you don't take care of your body, you're cheating God for the plan and the destiny that He has for you. And so I would say to you, you know, make up your mind early in the morning before all these things begin to tempt you, and make a decision then. Then, you know, give yourself some breaks, especially on holidays. That's okay. But eating late at night, it's hard for your body to digest. So, you know, you make decisions. Yeah, I'm out for dinner, but I don't have to eat everything on the table. And, you know, and other countries, they eat so late. They'll eat at 9 o'clock, their major meal at 9 o'clock. If I eat at 9 o'clock, oh my goodness, I'm going to put on fat. You know, we used to say I'd be fatter than a 40-pound robin. And so, you know, I would make decisions. If this is the way they eat in this country, well, this is the way I have to eat, because I don't want to cheat God. Now, I'd really like you to call in and get this, speak the word to your body, because that's exactly what I'm sharing with you. I'd like you to call in, get winning overweight. And you say, well, I've inherited. You know, folks, I don't buy that. I think exercise, water, choosing food correctly. You know, I had, my mother's from a big family, 11 children in the family. I had 5 fat aunts. And I thought, you know, I'm going to get like my fat aunts. I'm going to go that direction if I don't make some choices. So, you know, how much would you like to lose? Why don't you call us? Let us just pray with you. I want to lose 40 pounds. Wonderful. You say, or I want my children to lose a certain amount, or I want my maid or my mother or my grandmother, because weight takes away from the wonderful destiny God has for you. And I'll be right back with much more that's even better.
God has a word for your body, soul, and spirit. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you 2 of Marilyn's life-changing booklets, Winning Over Weight and Speak the Word to Your Body. God has given you everything you need to win the battle of the bulge, and you can supernaturally safeguard your health and promote healing when you speak forth the Word of God over your body. For your gift of $49 or more, we'll send you Marilyn's Your Total Health Handbook. Through this book, you will learn how to handle overeating, how to shed the habits that weigh you down, how to make a change for the better, and much more. And to complete this great resource, we will include Marilyn and Sarah's DVD teaching, Winning Over Weight. This 6-part DVD series reveals God's practical plan for losing all the weights of life and gaining a healthier body, soul, and spirit. Call or click today to receive this valuable resource. Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the Word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get, called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because, you know, prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today, because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
We are thrilled about talking today related to your weight, but even more than that, your total health. So I just want to encourage you. We have this amazing resource for you, Your Total Health Handbook, and this is for body, soul, and spirit. So it's not just about your body, but it's about really seeing all of your prosperity, body, soul, spirit, and the whole soup to nuts right from the beginning. So I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. Love to help you get this resource. And plus, we've got some other really great tools, small little booklets for you as well, and really good, beneficial stuff that you can easily watch, absorb, read quickly, and really bring change in your life. And Mom, you know, you're talking about winning over weights and all these, you know, different things, you know, you talked about you growing up with your aunts and how they were a little bit on the large side, right. You know, and so talk to us a little bit more on some of those healthy eating habits, routines that you have.
Well, I think it's very important for you to be watching this program because, you know, people say to me, well, why do you think you have such a long life at 86? Actually, I'm doing more in my 80s than I did in my 40s, but it didn't just fall on me like a mantle. It was a lot of decisions. So I have to make a decision that I eat healthy food. But I found that I like healthy food. Your body really responds to that. So I'm looking for healthy things to eat, even on a plane, you know, or even in other countries, looking for healthy things. And I say healthy things like vegetables, like fruit, you know, drinking water, doing those things. But now I'm going to talk to you about something really ugly. Are you ready? And that's exercise. What? Exercise. Don't talk to me about that. You say, do you like exercise? I'll tell you, the best thing about exercise is when it's over. But exercise is so good for us, and it is so necessary. So early, my husband and I began walking together, and it was a nice time for us, you know, and we'd walk maybe a couple of miles together. Sometimes we prayed together, and then we got into a very big facility for our church. So we would walk every morning for 30 minutes, and we'd walk all around the building, and we would pray over all of the rooms, all the pastors, all the leaders. We had a school, the school teachers, and so we used the time well. We had exercise and we had prayer. But then my husband decided he wanted to walk early in the morning. Early. How early is early? 5:30. Oh, give me a break. And he would say to me, come on, it's time to walk. And I thought, it's time to sleep. But, you know, he was just really pushy. And that horrible scripture about submitting to your husband. So I would get up and walk. But, you know, by the time I'd get back to the house, I'd think, thank God I walked. Now, it's so funny. When I'm getting up early in the morning to go do something, I think about that. I think, wow, it smells good out here in the air. Wow, if I had time, I'd walk right now. But if I don't walk, I do something else. So, you know, I'm always in airports. There's a lot of walking in airports. That's really good for me. So I don't complain about it. But also, I have found I can do stretching. You say stretching? Yes. And I can do it in 35 minutes, and I have a weight ball. So if it's cold out, you know, or maybe I didn't get to do very much in the morning, I couldn't walk, I had too much going on too early, then I stretch. And you know, when I do it in front of a television set. And so it kind of makes it go faster. But I have found out something about exercise. It really affects my mind. And I want my mind to be alert. I don't want to be, oh, you know, where's the bathroom or where am I going? I want my mind to be alert. And exercise has really helped me with my thinking. And so doing that exercise, that stretching, as I said, I have a weight ball because as my days are, I want my strength to be. I want my mind to be alert. I want the mind of Christ. And we can say those things, but if we don't do the healthy things for them, that is really dangerous. So I'm going to say to you again, if you're overweight, how much weight would you like to lose? call us and let us pray with you, and we will pray for that amount of weight. But we're not just going to pray. I want you to do what I'm telling you to do. And I'm telling you, it works. It works for your mind. It works for your emotions. It works for your physical body. So that exercise is very, very important. But then I do other things too. I speak to my body. You know, it says, a merry heart doeth good, you know, but a broken spirit dries the bones. That's that fabulous book of Proverbs that has all these wisdom for your body and your health. And so I do things about speaking, you know, if I'm feeling depressed, well, I don't want broken bones. Did you know that your attitudes literally affect the health of your bones? I was shocked at that, but that's full. The Proverbs is full of doing things that are healthy to keep your inner part strong, to keep your bones strong. So the last time I had a checkup, the doctor said to me, man, you really have healthy bones. Now, I eat healthy things, but I also think my attitudes affect my bones. So I look at Proverbs and what it says, and people say, well, where do you think you get your energy? And I can tell you, I get my energy from the Word and the things that Proverbs tells you to do, and making right choices. Now you say, well, when you're on a plane, you can't always make right choices. You're right, you can't always. But I also take some things along, some healthy bars that are just energy bars, some things that perk me up. And then I have found, even with my family, with myself, you know, sometimes I go into these countries and they serve fish that is strange. Ugh. They serve exotic food, you know, that I think, I don't know about that. But the Bible says if we pray over it, it sanctifies it. So I remember one time when I was in Ethiopia and we only had this one place to eat, and oh, it was so dirty. Ugh. And so they give me this food, and what do you do? Well, I did pray over it. They didn't, but I did. But I did kind of a sneaky thing. I tasted a little bit of it, but then I pushed it over to the side of the plate where it looked like I had eaten this side. And it really was just in a pile of food. So I think God even gives you wisdom in some strange places with strange food and strange people, but giving thanks over your food. It does something. And you say, well, I don't think it's that important. The Bible says it sanctifies the food. And I noticed the two greatest miracles of Jesus in the Gospel of John was when he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish and, you know, multiplied it, gave thanks for it, and it fed all those people. What did he do? He didn't say, oh, just 5 loaves and 2 fish. He gave thanks. That was quite a miracle. And I think it's important in restaurants to give thanks over your food. It's a testimony. I'm a Christian. And then I noticed the other time he gave thanks, and this is in the Gospel of John, was at Lazarus' tombs. The two greatest miracles, because that multiplying of the 5 loaves and 2 fish is in every gospel. It appears to be the most famous miracle. It happened with the giving of thanks. What about raising the dead, a man who'd been dead that long? He gave thanks. And then I was in Indonesia not too long ago, and we were with a group of people, and they weren't all Christians. And I said, you know, before we eat this wonderful breakfast, we're in a real nice hotel, I said, can we just join hands and give thanks? They said, okay. I mean, usually I haven't had anybody say no. Only one time did I ever have somebody say no, and it was in Egypt. But anyway, we gave thanks. And a woman came over afterwards, and she said, I have never seen anyone do that. She said, that really touched me that you gave thanks to God. So it sanctifies our food, but it also says something to other people, that we love God enough, we're not going to be embarrassed. We're going to give thanks to the food, and it sanctifies. Now remember, call in with your weight And we're going to believe God to absolutely get your body in healthy order for you.
God has a word for your body, soul, and spirit. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you two of Marilyn's life-changing booklets, Winning Over Weight and Speak the Word to Your Body. God has given you everything you need to win the battle of the bulge, and you can supernaturally safeguard your health and promote healing when you speak forth the Word of God over your body. For your gift of $49 or more, we'll send you Marilyn's Your Total Health Handbook. Through this book, you will learn how to handle overeating, how to shed the habits that weigh you down, how to make a change for the better, and much more. And to complete this great resource, we will include Marilyn and Sarah's DVD teaching, Winning Over Weight. This six-part DVD series reveals God's practical plan for losing all the weights of life and gaining a healthier body, soul, and spirit. Call or click today to receive this valuable resource.
You found out your spirit, soul, and body are very important to God. That is a divine plan and a divine destiny for you. How important you are to God. So, Sarah, we're going to pray for everyone watching, right?
Yeah, it's good. And of course, as you're watching today, we want you to obviously get the resources that we have for you, your Total Health Handbook, Winning Over Weight, the booklet, Speak the Word to Your Body booklet, and as well the DVDs that we have. So make sure you hop on the phone, get on the website. Love to get these resources for you. But also I want to pray for you. So Father, I lift up each person watching right now. And each of us, we have various weights, various concerns we have. We have physical weight. We have emotional struggles, all these areas. And I know, Father, that you have designed us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, based on Jude 20. So I thank you, Father, for each person watching. You would help us to have victory over weight, that we would have supernatural energy, we would have wisdom, self-control, discipline, and even awareness of those triggers that cause us to do bad things, that cause us to overeat, have problems with our finances, have us struggles in all these different areas. You give us wisdom on these. So thank you, God, for helping us on this today and giving us victory over weights in Jesus' name. Amen. And, you know, as we finish today, I just encourage you, God wants to really give you hope, prosperity, and a future. Jeremiah 29:11 says that God knows the plans he has for you, plans to give you hope and a future. So know that in your heart, God has good things for you.